This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And they have renewed belief that they're going to win the title. The fans and the players.
OKC is, again, if I'm making the case right now, OKC is still that young team.
Yeah, but Chet can have a young performance, and every other role player on that team can go out there and
they
shine
are, they're
at
a
home
wagon
tonight.
At home. They're a wagon.
Because there's so many of them.
They're a wagon.
The Isaiah Joes, the Kaysons, the Wiggins could hit another 5 threes tonight. You know what I'm saying?
If they have
renewed belief they're going to win now.
I think this is a 7-game series. You think it's a 6-game series. But we've drawn a lot of parallels to the Denver series, right?
Yeah, we should.
What did they do in game 5? What was the score?
I don't know the score. They lost it, though.
OKC won game 5, 112-105.
Yeah.
So
that sounds like a 7.
Was that a cover of the line?
I don't believe it was.
With Denver, I don't think that would have covered, but in this game,
because Denver and Indiana have been priced similarly.
I didn't remember. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I want to say it was like.
I thought they didn't get a little bit more of a benefit of the doubt as champs, former champs 2 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was 10.5.
Wow. Nope.
Yeah.
They did not.
Yeah. And it took a 15-point fourth quarter outscoring the Pacers by 15 to cover the 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one they were down 8, wasn't it?
Which one? They were down Denver in game four. Game four.
Okay.
Game 4.
They were down.
Denver had a chance to go up 3-1. They might have been down 8 in game 5, but they were down 8 in fourth quarter of game 4.
Yeah.
Denver had a chance to go up 3-1, and OKC walked them down.
Yeah, because they were up 2 at the half, and they were up 8 going into the fourth in game 5 as well.
Wow.
So they blew it multiple times. They blew an 8-point lead.
And then come back and win game 6.
Yeah. Yeah. They were actually up 9. They were up 9 in the fourth in this game. Yeah.
And still lost game 5 in OKC. Up 9.
The Nuggets did, yes. They were up 9. 90-81? They were up 90-81 with 10-11 left. And they lost 112-105.
So they had really two opportunities. One to put them down and finish it in Denver when they were up 2-1 and should have gone up 3-1. And then another to retake control of the series in that first game back in game 5 in OKC.
Yes.
You have a chance to retake control, you blow it.
Yes, because they were up 8. It was 71-63 in game 4.
There's
with 11-20. So they were up 8 in the fourth twice, back-to-back games.
Well, we've been referring to game 4 the last two weeks.
We've let them off the...
What I did not realize was game 5 you did it too, again, at their place.
At their place. So that's why I'm saying...
So you let them off the hook a couple times.
That's why I'm a little reluctant to lay the 9.5. They could blow them out. That's always the risk.
No.
That's always a risk with OKC, though. Like, it could be... That's the thing. You could be up by 3 going into the fourth, and they could just have a 15-point fourth.
No, because I'm sure I thought the exact same square thing after OKC had come back from down 8 in game 4 against Denver, that they were going to blow Denver's doors off in game 5.
Right.
So I'm glad you went back home.
Now, the one key difference, and it is a key difference, is that the Nuggets had Jokic. And the Pacers don't have that guy.
They don't have an MVP.
They just have a collection of good players.
And but, one who's capable of MVP level performances
right.
sometimes.
Like honestly,
not consistently.
Here's what I would do. Here's what I would do. If you believe the Pacers cover this number, take Pascal Siakam's over. Because there's no world where they do, and he doesn't get that. Whatever it is. I don't know. Maybe it's 19.5, 18.5, something like that.
I see.
They're not covering 9.5 without him having a great game. And he could still have a great game, and he doesn't cover, right?
Right.
But I think that's where I would go with it. I would take – because he's the champ, right? Here's the championship response. Where is it, Pascal? You got it?
Some desperation.
Yeah, because I don't think it's coming from Halliburton, honestly. This is a pedigree game.
John got more desperation than
– that's right.
Than Tyrese.
When I see John Halliburton, I'm like, you're Tyrese's dad? Like
– I say that about the mom.
Well, looks like we say about both parents, you know? I mean, John Halliburton does not look like Tyrese. Like, they don't look like each other. To me, but I have to study more. I have to continue to reflect and explore. Anyway, game five tonight. Catch that on 92.9 FM ESPN. Real quick, want to make sure Gabe will have to work a full shift. That is correct. 7 o'clock tonight is pregame. 7:30 tip on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, Drew Hill is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies' moves, what might be next, when does Kevin Durant get in here. Lots more to come. Jason and John, I'm FM, ESPN.
Typically on Mondays, I do what my man John Martin was doing over the weekend, get on that big green egg. I pat out these burgers a little differently, though, than John did this weekend than I used to do back at the Memphis Country Club. I pat these out and season them with respect in a world full of disrespect. Let's do respect burgers. This one's going to Zach Kleiman. Now, we've given the... We've given King Kleiman, as he was once referred to around here, a lot of respect burgers over the years, probably mostly for his picks, right? And I'm sure previously for picks like Desmond Bane, who, right, number 30, he was selected in terms of his spot in the first round. And look at what he became for the Memphis Grizzlies. And each year, we've talked about it, you know, adding to his game, becoming a more and more important piece, and so much so that you know, you call it the big three, he, Jaren, and Ja Morant. And I'm giving Kleiman this respect burger, not because necessarily he is, I feel like he's on the right path now to a championship or anything like that, but because he was willing to make himself perhaps a little uncomfortable. Harrington has written this, and others have opined the same. We said it right here on the show. You know, I would think that Zach Kleiman had a great deal of pride when it came to Desmond Bane, not just the player that Bane was, the way he carried himself. How Grizzlies fans, and you heard the calls in the first hour, everybody loved Desmond Bane. Carried himself the right way, was a community guy and everything else. And for Zach Kleiman, who drafted him at 30, a young GM, you know, this is a point of pride for you because, this is a great pick for me. You know, look at what he's turned into. And sometimes when you've got those kinds of things upon your mantle, right, it can be tough to let him go. It's one of your accomplishments. You may feel like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna get this done my way and with my guy.
Yep.
And so to get to a point where you decide, you know what, the way I have done this is not working. And key thing there, the way I have done this, the way that I have put this roster together is no longer working. It's topped out, particularly, again, defensively. We can talk about financially, and I've heard a lot of the points. We didn't necessarily touch as much on this, John, but we can with Drew Hill here in a few minutes. You know, to have three max guys, that's tough. You don't see that around the league a lot right now. But the other part about this, about having to move off of Desmond Bane, really, was the defensive minus that he and Ja are together.
Mm.
And because you are so committed to Ja Morant, yep, he's not going anywhere. He's the box office. He's what sells the tickets. He's what had you up 29 against OKC. Bane's the one you can address. And it's really why John and I and anybody that had conversations with us around this whole big three and are you moving any of these pieces, it always came back to Bane. Always came back to Bane. Even with our feelings about Jaren. You know, feeling, you know, criticisms of Jaren, fair ones. And, you know, Jaren Jackson, for what he gives you, particularly in the playoffs, you know, certainly not a supermax guy, which he didn't turn out to be, but you could have some problems with what he's making, whatever else. But you know this too, and we've said the point. You know, Edie is an investment in Jaren Jackson Jr. Jaren Jackson Jr., when rolling, is one of the best defensive players in the league. And so there is, not to mention an improving offensive player, there's more of a complete player there with Jaren Jackson Jr. than there is with Desmond Bane, who, again, defensively has his limits. And so we'd always circled back to Bane as the one guy that, even though he made a ton of money, if you're moving off somebody, you can trade Desmond Bane. And, you know, probably get something back. Would it be as good a player? No. But the haul itself, and that takes me back to, you know, yesterday's news, you're getting the number 16 pick in this year's draft, 2026 first-round pick, according to Harrison, likely going to be Orlando or Phoenix. 2028 first-round pick via Orlando. It's unprotected. 29 first-round swap with Orlando. Lightly protected. And 2030 first-round pick via Orlando, unprotected. So in the end, what, five first-round draft picks if you include this year. For Desmond Bane, you'll take that all day long. And so for Kleiman, again, to get to that point, having to recoup some draft picks that you basically threw away for the Marcus Smart trade and bringing him in and then shipping him out, you recoup some of that. You give yourself all kinds of flexibility all of a sudden when as recently as last weekend we had talked to Drew Hill, there were very few paths you could go to adjust this team and the rest of the roster around the big three, especially as you tried to renegotiate and extend Jaren Jackson Jr. this offseason. And so now you've got that flexibility. And know while there are no promises that you'll get back up to, you know, top three, top two, top seed, whatever it's going to be, that this is going to be the upward trajectory you hope it is, you had to do it. That's what the respect burger is for. The fact that you realize, John used the word in the first hour, I think applies here the most for me. You're not just hoping. You're doing something about it. You can sit there and pray, again, you can pray about it, have faith, but faith without works is dead. And you had to go put the work in, and hopefully, you know, with whatever you're going to do, whether it's using Cole Anthony and the 2025 pick that you've got this year to go out and get yourself a veteran three or another veteran big, or maybe it's packaging up some of these other first rounders now that you've got from Orlando to go for an even bigger deal. You know, we once looked at Mikal Bridges, four picks. We said, wow. Now you're getting five for Desmond Bane. It is pretty crazy. I realize that part of that is the fact that you took the KCP contract. It's still a great haul. And there's a lot of ways in flexibility now, a lot of ways to go if you're Zach Kleiman. So the respect burger is for jumping out there, for taking the chance because you had to. This thing had topped out, and the recognition of that. A second respect burger to our man. I'm going to say it because I don't think anyone else will other than him. But we've got folks, and especially our guests, that come up and call something right. I want to make sure we're shouting him out. But Sane said on Friday with us at 12:30, he still thought Desmond Bane would be traded. A lot of folks had backed off that.
Yep.
You know, at this point in the offseason, had backed off that feeling, that sentiment. He did not. He doubled down on it on Friday. Turns out he was right. And then finally, my last respect burger is going to be to the group of the fantastic small group of hikers that took us in yesterday out at Meeman, out at Shelby Farms State Park. Now, Shelby Forest, excuse me. That's my familiarity with openness is usually Shelby Farms right there in Cordova. I was at Shelby Forest, which is out there going towards Millington, as many of you all already know. I don't spend much time out there because I ain't a hiker. But now I'm trying to get on this health tip. I was on that woodland course out there, 3.2 miles going up and down.
Good for you.
Yeah, man, out there hiking. And the respect burger ain't for me and my wife who were out there doing it. It's for the people that took us in. We were slowing them up. Did 3.2 miles out there. Goes up, down, ton of flights. There was mud. There was logs. You got to roll over everything else. Got a little nasty at times. We were sweaty. We were Those folks waited up on us. They were great people. Could have just left us behind, but we'd have gotten lost back there. So shout out to them for helping some health rookies on their quest to get in better shape.
I'm gonna give out and I'm glad you're doing that, by the way.
Trying.
Good for you. You're doing a great job.
Trying to be Jeff.
You're on a health kick. You know, you went from you wanted to be Lapidus no more. You want to be Calkins now.
That's right. Based in his health.
That's right.
His all around health.
He's a beast. Jeff was hiking this weekend as well.
Stop it.
In Colorado.
He's already ahead of me.
Yeah.
He's in Colorado?
Yeah, he's in Colorado for a wedding or something. And
he hiked up the side of a mountain.
Dude, he hiked. He said he walked 23,000 steps yesterday.
So there,
how many steps you walk? Pull it up.
Not that many.
You know how? You know where to go?
Faith has the steps. It wasn't up a mountain.
Go to your health app. It'll tell you.
I don't even look at it.
I know, but you had to.
She told me
this. Right?
She told me this. Go to the health app.
Yeah, it's a heart. If you just.
That's how often I know it's right. On here. No, yeah.
It'll tell you, like, yeah,
John can speak to, I've never used, you see, continue?
Yep, continue.
Never used it.
It'll have it on there, though, even though you don't enable it.
Okay. Well, get your disrespect dog, and then I can maybe have the numbers here. It's not going to be close to Jeff's, and really, in the end, I don't want to see it, do I? Because what you're telling me is his is going to be crazy.
3.2
and
miles.
And I shouldn't have brought this to the table.
You hiked 3.2?
Yes, that's the course.
You probably got 10,000 yesterday. You probably got 10 to 12,000, I would guess. Maybe. You might be a little short. I don't know how much walking you did the rest of your day. But I'm going to give a disrespect dog to Stephen A. Smith. And obviously, like, he's a content guy and you could do this all the time. But he was actually snapped at game 4 of the NBA Finals during the game.
You really going to do this?
During gameplay.
I saw it.
During game, not a timeout, but gameplay.
Yeah, they proved it.
On his phone playing solitaire. This is the highest paid employee. There you go. Boom. 10,677. We did it.
You see how much higher that is than my usual.
But golly, anyway. This man does not be walking, bro.
No, I would just walk around the house. So I don't do it.
Bro,
I don't be getting steps.
2,000 steps. I mean, it's like a paraplegic.
I got a 1,000 step day.
You're like in a wheelchair, man.
I'm on a real roll today.
We got to get you walking, but you're starting that process now.
I'm starting it. Back to this.
Stephen A. Smith is the highest paid employee at ESPN. Do you know how bad it looks for you to be playing solitaire during the damn finals, man? I get it. Like, he doesn't love it like that.
You think people are going to turn away from First Take because of this?
No, of course not.
That's why ESPN don't care.
And they don't care. And they probably, like, they shouldn't care in terms of that. Like, be better, bro. Solitaire during the game? The finals? They're down 20%. But he's there. He's at the finals.
We waited till, like, hour number two. Third segment to talk about the finals.
I think because he's an ESPN employee and because it's on ABC.
And they have a deal with them.
It's just a bad look. I'm not saying he should be like, you know, prosecuted.
It sounds like that's what you'd like, though. Would have liked a little slap on the wrist.
He's earned
it. How about that?
How about you just don't go to the game, man, if you're going to play solitaire?
He has to. ESPN's going to have him there as the face.
Crazy. I also want to give a disrespect dog out to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Maybe I'd like to go to a game 5 or a game 7, but I can't because I live in Tennessee. What a stupid policy that is.
We're going to watch all of your Field of 68 broadcasts this year. You better be locked in every damn minute. I better not catch you checking any betting lines supposed to be working.
Solitaire.
Not talking about that.
Solitaire, bro. Come on. If you catch me playing spades on my phone, then you can call me.
Bro, you were
out.
Looking at College World Series lines.
That's betting.
What are we talking about?
That's content.
We don't do that. That's not what we cover.
That's content. Yes, it is. We talk about.
He was looking. No, we're talking respect, Burger. You're looking College World Series. It's not. It's not part of what we're talking about. It's the same thing he does, except he's higher. It's national.
Right.
But it's the same thing. They can't see you, John. Now you're on radio.
That's right. That's right. And he should know better.
Don't act like you be locked into every word out of my mouth.
No, but
you tune me out good hour or hour and 30 out of every show. You tune me out.
What's your NBA Finals moment? You know, what's your NBA when you're in your absolute NBA Finals bag? You know, I'm locked in. I'm locked into your NBA. This is the NBA
locked
Finals.
Locked into what? Watching Halliburton not being aggressive? Like the dude's even told you that this is kind of weird.
Look, the reality is
and he
that,
laid into it. It'd be a different thing if he tried to lie about it.
Well, he did initially.
He said it was during
He lied about it, bro. Then he got caught again.
I guess he did get caught in the lie.
So, I mean, that's
y'all internet sleuths, man.
Yeah,
y'all just going to bust. Yeah. He's earned it.
And by the way, speaking of that.
Who cares?
They found the Minnesota shooter. Tragic, scary, with a drone. That's how they found him. They sent a drone into the field, and that's how they found him. Now, that's the world we're living in now, man. Like, okay, man can't reach, no problem. We're going to send that drone out, and if you're hiding, we're going to find you.
The weird thing, but it comes back to it's just random as hell. But so drones are flying over Shelby Forest, and junkies back there that are shooting up, they can see you, okay?
Yep.
And then the ranger will come get you and get you up out of there.
See, the
point was the drones are what see them back there was having this explain. I didn't see any junkies on the trail, but apparently this can happen where they'll go back.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
And they'll use the drones
different time.
To peep them out. It's a different time, like you're saying. And then the ranger can show up, hey, get up out of here, you know.
Yep.
That's crazy, though. I hadn't even considered. I'm being, you know.
No, drones are going to be like the way it
they're just flying over. They're watching.
They're with everything.
Just look up and catch one. Yeah. Probably already there.
Like, you know, forget, you know.
I saw Fox 13 was using its to cover the No Kings thing at Highland and Poplar.
Right.
And you got this view of how many people are actually out there.
Yep.
And so I'm thinking, okay, just, but bro, they're using
100%.
Them. Law enforcement's using them. They're out here.
Yeah, like warfare.
Warfare.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, it's all drones. But yeah, forget the days of the manhunt. Those days are over. There will be no more manhunts. Will be drone hunts.
Where'd they find them?
In a field in Minnesota. And they used a drone to span the... Because think about it. Like, that just covers so much more ground.
You're covering so much more than those.
And you can, like, see, you know? I mean, it's just kind of nuts, man. It's pretty nuts how technology is going. But yeah, Stephen A. Smith lied about it. That's what made it worse.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you caught him in the lie,
got him.
That's not a good look. It's
terrible look.
But I don't – you don't care. I don't – he's not being – No, I mean – He's not being reprimanded.
Because in the end – He gets ratings, and that's not
going
to change.
And, you know, there's a bunch of folks on press row got a little game going while the thing's going. You've seen really that on folks' computers.
It's an unserious story, right? Like, it's just like, you know, it's the finals, man. It's not game. You know, it's not the January
you caught him red-handed,
Tuesday
though.
Night, you know? Yeah. So, repent! Repent, Stephen A.
Well, you see he ain't doing that.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to.
Anyway, we'll come back. Drew Hill's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies' moves, what's next, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, on Eternal Family ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and special edition of the show today because it was a very, very busy and active weekend for the Memphis Grizzlies, so we thought nobody would be better to talk to than the one and only Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian, nice enough to move up from Thursday to Monday. He joins us now. As Pete Pranica would say, Drew, bango, bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean,
does that stick? Does that stick?
I mean, yeah, no, that works. It's going to be sad that we don't have that anymore a little bit, you know? That was one of the good taglines, I thought, for sure. But, you know, Pete, he's a pro. He'll come up with something else. But, no, yeah, it was moderately surprising. I mean, we talked about it last week. Like, you know, the Grizzlies were going to have to get uncomfortable if they wanted to put themselves in a position where they had more options and there was more they could do. And they certainly did that, right? They just said goodbye to one of the leaders on the team. But I think they got back a pretty big haul and something that you can at least feel good about. Now, I don't think they're done. I think there's more to do here. I don't know if they're a better team today than they were yesterday. But I do think that they have the potential now to go be a better team. And yeah, it's obviously big, big news across the NBA.
In terms of the KCP portion of this, Drew, let's knock that out right now, because there is, you're right, I think the big question is, okay, what do you do with all these picks? Are you going to package them up? Do you do it with something that's already on the roster? Do you expect Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to be on the roster next season?
I think so. I think he makes more sense. Now, I'm not saying that they wouldn't trade him. Like, I feel like it's way too early for me to make a call like that and say for certain. But, like, I'm leaning towards he'll probably be on the roster. Like, that's the type of player you've been looking to add. He did play better in the second half of the season than he did early on for Orlando. It's a big deal, an expensive deal for a player that had his level of production, don't get me wrong. But I do think that he is the type of veteran that we all sort of hoped that the Grizzlies could add last year when we talked about, you know, they have too much reliance on youth. So I think it's Cole Anthony is the one,
right?
Like, just because he makes more money, $13 million, and he plays a position where you can get good value. Like, when we ordered, like, what was most important to the Grizzlies this offseason, center depth, wing help, and another ball handler. Like, the ball handler was last, and the ball handler is usually the cheapest of those options.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the one to really circle and say, okay, are they going to move? Are they going to move him? Are they going to attach picks? You know, what are they going to do in that scenario? KCP, I think, is probably more likely to be on the team than Cole Anthony.
And even though his three-point shooting was markedly down last year, it had been good. And, Drew, it feels like they're going to need that, right? And, I mean, if you're shipping off Bane, and, you know, Kennard doesn't feel like he'll be back. Maybe he will, and surprise, but it feels like this team would need, in terms of shooting, a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope that's been 38% or better the last five, before last season was 38% or better in the five seasons, right? Just in terms of keeping some shooting?
Yeah, you have to hold on to some shooting for sure. And I think this puts some emphasis on Santi Aldama, right?
No doubt.
Who's a good shooter for his position. This makes it a little bit more clear. Yeah, you probably need to try to do what you can to hold on to Santi. I think KCP is a good player still. I think he has championship DNA. I think he brings a level of leadership that they're going to need, a level of seriousness that the team needs, because that's the one thing, like, you asked me last week, like, does this team like Desmond Bane? The answer even today is yes. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think anybody has a single bad thing to say about Desmond Bane. It was more positionally, like, if you're going to upgrade this backcourt defensively and you're going to be a better team, you needed to have some options to maneuver. But it doesn't change the fact that everybody likes Desmond Bane and everyone valued Desmond Bane's leadership. And, like, I think that the Grizzlies recognize, even now, like, we just had one of our best leaders step out the door.
Yep.
And that is something that's going to be challenging to replace. In terms of, like, Bane, like, what I heard last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, was that I think that there was an expectation among the players within the team that there was going to be some level of shakeup, whether it was going to be this trade or not. I don't think that was for certain. I don't think Desmond Bane knew for certain he was going to get traded, but I certainly think that everybody sort of knew from the top down on the roster that a shakeup was imminent and it was coming. And, you know, if you go back and listen and read between the lines on the exit interviews, like, this was kind of the one that maybe made the most sense and maybe you could have picked out
was a move to trade Desmond Bane, and boom, here we are. I mean, yep. it's crazy to think about, but yeah, I've seen some stuff out there about Desmond Bane was completely shocked, and all, like that's not what I've heard. I think that there was an idea. Maybe he didn't know it was going to be him, but it was known that the Grizzlies were going to shake up the roster.
There was a national sentiment, it felt like, yesterday when this went down, that the Grizzlies are rebuilding. This is the start of a rebuild, that this is a teardown. You saw it from Brian Windhorst. You saw it from Kevin O'Connor. And Kevin O'Connor was – it honestly felt like those guys were more uninformed than anything, as opposed to, like, you know, reporting with any kind of information. But, you know, they did openly wonder – is this the start of the teardown for the Memphis Grizzlies? Drew, why is it or why is it not the start of the teardown in Memphis?
It's not, because I think if you, again, follow what the Grizzlies have been saying and doing over the last, I don't know, 6 or 8 months, with them being so adamant that they're not trading Ja Morant and all of the whispers that they want to extend Jaren Jackson Jr. and the maneuvers to extend Jaren Jackson Jr., that's not what a team that's tearing it down is going to do, right? A team that's tearing it down, knowing that Jaren's going to go into free agency, is just making that trade, right? Like next season, right? So nothing has signaled that the Grizzlies are ready to tear it down. Now, they're closer to being able to tear it down if they wanted to now, because you've offloaded one of the star players on the team. But I don't think anything signals that they're ready to start over or anything of that sort. So they seem pretty committed to Ja. They seem pretty committed to Jaren. Those are going to be the two leaders on the team. Those are going to be the guys that the franchise is going to move forward with and put the trust in. And we'll see what happens from there. Now they have extra maneuverability to put a higher quantity of good players on the court. It's exactly what we talked about last week on the show on Thursday. You know, it feels like today's NBA, quantity of good players is so important. Just look at the Pacers and look at the Thunder, and this is a move to try to match that.
How attractive is that 16 pick, whether it's, you've got a piece up over at DailyMemphian.com right now about what the Grizzlies could do with it in terms of if you used it, you know, and then obviously it's the same thing for other teams in that range. They may see something there they like, and maybe you package the pick by itself. Maybe it's the pick with Cole Anthony. It's just what you said, Drew. Last week we're saying, man, where's the flexibility? What in the world? Now it feels like everything's possible. Maybe not everything. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but a lot more than last week. So what do you think you do with 16? And chances you use the pick, and chances you package it up and send it to somebody else that finds it attractive?
I mean, I think, as we mentioned with the Cole Anthony stuff, like, if there's interest in him, it could be packaged in a deal, you know, for him as like a sweetener for some team that might have interest. Also, it could be traded on draft night, because at 16, it's in a range that you don't know who's going to be available on the board. So maybe there's a particular prospect that a team has a lot of interest in and they slip down to 16. Maybe the Grizzlies can use that to pull another veteran away and bring somebody in. I still think if you're the Grizzlies now, I mean, what this trade did for you is it addressed two things. Like, it addressed the wing thing that we were talking about. They need help on the wing. And it also addressed the ball handling. And, maybe a little bit more expensive than they would like in terms of ball handling. They don't need a $13 million backup point guard.
Right.
So maybe they move on. But it also, because they've addressed the wing thing, it kind of allows you to go out and look at the draft if you are going to use the pick. If it doesn't get traded, to use it on the best available player. I've kind of gone through the list of prospects. I started this, last night, sort of going through the list, and, we weren't looking out for pick number 16. That was not on our radar until yesterday. But I think, I've had some success in trying to identify guys that the Grizzlies indeed had interest in. Last year, I think we did a good job of writing a lot about Edie before they ended up picking Edie. And, like, the ones that piqued my interest, definitely Neek Clifford, who we know because the Tigers played against in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Colin Murray Boyles from South Carolina. He's really interesting to me, too, because He's younger, really quick hands, really, really could be talented defensively and disruptive. I know he's drawn some comparisons to, like, Draymond because he's undersized. But, like, the Grizzlies have – they players that get the attention of the Grizzlies are players that have really good efficiency numbers and analytically rate out very well. Mm-hmm. And those two guys sort of feel like they are in the mix. Now, are the Grizzlies going to be a little gun-shy? They've already picked a player just like Nate Clifford, you know. They picked – David Roddy, a guy at Colorado State who was super efficient and all that. The numbers were great on him. And then it turned out he got to the NBA and the competition level was too steep. And now he's played on a whole bunch of different teams and it never worked out. You know, are they willing to try something like that again? But yeah, now all of a sudden we have a ton of interest going into 2 weeks from now on draft night.
Because
not only do the Grizzlies have a pick in the first round, they've addressed their biggest issue in adding KCP. So now you have a pick, and you feel like you could do whatever you want with it. You can go out and get the best player available. Position doesn't even really matter quite as much.
Yeah, we're talking to Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. I feel like this is a multi-leg sort of move. It's just too many picks, it feels like, for the Grizzlies to actually use them, on draft picks themselves, including 16. We hear them say over and over and over again how they don't want to get young, or how they got young by accident, and how it's been such a point of criticism. So I do expect them to still be active with what they have and what they acquired. But beyond that, just zooming out, Drew, what do you make of the return that the Grizzlies got for Desmond Bane? Do you feel like the Grizzlies won this end of the deal? Do you think we'll have to wait and see on it with how Bane does in Orlando? Like, what's just your assessment of, you know, who walks away from this feeling better about it?
We all want to know who wins the trade, and obviously it's really hard to declare a winner the day after it happened. But I think the Grizzlies got a haul, man. They got a lot of stuff. You know, Donovan Mitchell didn't return this many draft assets. And part of the reason why the Grizzlies were able to acquire this many draft assets was they had to take on a player in KCP who was playing below his contract. So not only are they giving up draft assets because it's Desmond Bane, they're giving up draft assets because the Grizzlies are willing to take on a contract like KCP. But guess what? KCP might actually help the Grizzlies. Like, he might be a worthwhile player. Is he going to be as good as Desmond Bane? No. But he might be a really good player to have on this roster and a good fit. And so I think you got back a lot. I feel like, you know, if you're complaining about Desmond Bane being gone, you're mostly just sad about the loss of the player and the guy that was really good in the community, and the loss of having a leader and one of the best shooters on the team. I think this team has shooting questions now. But you can't really be upset with the return that you got in terms of draft assets. Like, next year, 2026, Grizzlies have the worst pick between Phoenix and Washington. Like, they could have a top four pick in the draft.
I mean, it could be AJ DeBassa. I mean, it really could be that good.
Yeah.
I mean,
we may be back in the lottery room next year, like, sweating it out, seeing if, AJ DeBassa is going to be a Memphis Grizzlies. Like, that's a good year to have that pick. So the assets are impressive, like, what they were able to bring back, and even if, like, we're talking about Giannis trades, whatever, like, if it doesn't work out and Giannis doesn't get traded or whatever, we talked about San Antonio, you know, wanting to potentially get in the mix because they have the number two pick. Like, the Grizzlies are going to have the opportunity to be that team whenever the next big star comes up next summer, because the Grizzlies may have a top four or five pick in the draft depending on how bad Washington and Phoenix are. So yeah, the draft haul was excellent. What they got back in terms of draft assets was really, you know, really impressive. It's more than a lot of teams got for bigger name players.
Agree with you that we like Bane, the person here, and so maybe in some cases we don't care about the fit for that former Grizzly on the other side. But in terms of this for Bane, Orlando, which needed shooting, which needed offense, what do you think? Did they pay too much of a price? Or do you believe this turns Orlando into that Eastern Conference contender that it feels like they're banking on being now, giving up this many assets, like you said, to go and bring in Bane and to get off of KCP? What do you think for Orlando?
Yeah, I think maybe Orlando is just seeing a window of opportunity and trying strike here because the East is just not very good overall. And you just saw the number four seed make it to the NBA Finals, right? And so I see Orlando as a team that said, if we add Desmond Bain, are we going to be the best team in the league? Maybe not. But if we add Desmond Bain, are we going to have a starting five that's totally caliber, totally capable, I should say, of making it to the NBA Finals? Absolutely. Like, especially with Tatum hurt in Boston, it just feels like now all of a sudden you look at that Magic starting five and you say, I don't see why this team can't make it all the way to the NBA Finals. You know, they may not be the Thunder. They may not have the full talent level of some of the true juggernauts. You know, Cleveland was really good, but not that good in the postseason. You know, I don't see what's stopping the Magic from being able to compete in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, just because, like, whatever, the Pacers are there. It's just a why not kind of thing.
It is wide open.
I don't think Bane raises your ceiling to the degree that they do, but they obviously do. So, you know, I do respect the aggressiveness of that. If you are convicted about something
and,
like that.
And they think they've got enough defense around them with where they were.
I mean, go get it.
Dead last and shooting.
Because in their mind, it's like, we don't care about these little piddly first round late picks. And that's in their mind, right? Doesn't mean that'll be correct. But that's the calculation that they have made. So, you know, I respect the bravado. I respect that. And you got Paolo Banchero, one of the best young players in the NBA. So I can't be mad at it. Drew, you're the best. Great
Thank
job
you for this, Drew.
On all of this. And
great work.
We'll be talking soon, I think. Thanks, man.
Yep. See you later, guys.
Appreciate you, brother.
He is Drew Hill. Covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, Turn FM, ESPN.
Sonic is America's drive-in. And we love Sonic on this show. My kids love Sonic. I love Sonic. I grew up on it, and it's delicious. That's why. It's got all the variety on that menu. You get the grilled cheese. I'm never one that believes you're too old for a grilled cheese from Sonic. Premium chicken bites, the $1.99 menu. Download the app so you get all the deals. It's Sonic, America's drive-in.
Yep. Use that app to customize your Sonic favorites and enjoy exclusive access to new products and get exclusive deals. Do your mobile ordering a lot easier on that app. So make sure you download it, taking advantage of that. And like I say, take advantage of that Fun 99 menu. That's usually where I'm at. Love, love, love those queso wraps and those new junior chicken sandwiches that are on that Fun 99 menu. Whatever it is, it's going to be good over at Sonic. Live free. Eat Sonic.
We're back. Jason and John, Turn FM, ESPN. As we get out of here, Shams Charania reported that Kevin Durant has no interest and going to Minnesota. He thought I was going to say Memphis, but Minnesota. It's unnecessary to say Memphis because they're not on this list that anybody is talking about, right?
Yep.
But
we in Minnesota now.
So Miami, San Antonio, Houston, one of the three.
As you said, so no income tax, right?
Right. That's what it seems like. That's what where you know get that all keep all your state dollars there. Any guesses?
More concerned with that than he is a title at this point, it sounds like, with those three. No?
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I'm trying to make the most money.
Okay.
So I don't know who that would be. I mean, I don't know. Houston seems like
Rockets
the closest.
Are the ones
yeah.
that could keep enough
yeah.
that it's really interesting with him.
They could yeah. probably give you the most for it.
Yeah.
You know? But we'll see. We'll see. It's going to do it for us today. Jeffrey and company are going to be breaking it all down. Thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.